We are now just 2 weeks away from the Iowa caucuses and 3 weeks away from the New Hampshire presidential primary. The three Democrats running for president met last night in a televised debate on NBC, and there were several showdowns between the two leading candidates, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. For example, on gun control, Clinton went after Sanders.
He voted for immunity from gun makers and sellers, which the NRA said was the most important piece of gun legislation in 20 years.
Sanders defended himself and called Clinton's attacks disingenuous.
I support what President Obama is doing in terms of trying to close the gun show loopholes. And I think it should be a federal crime if people act as straw men.
So how are voters in New Hampshire seeing this race, especially on that debate? James Bendel, political reporter for the Boston Globe, who covers the New Hampshire primary, joins us this morning, as he does every Monday. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Bob.
So the debate over gun control and the candidates' records on the issue, how's it playing among Granite State voters?
I think a lot of people are still trying to get their heads around this race, but you have to say congratulations to Bernie Sanders. I'm sure back when he was in college or even his early days as an activist in Vermont, he had a dream, even on Martin Luther King Day. And the dream was that one day he could run for president of the United States, not doing it and bending towards the political will of a political party, much less compromising anything, and to be taken seriously. Last night may be remembered as the Bernie Sanders debate. We debated him incessantly. I think Hillary Clinton took advantage of the fact that a lot of people just do not know much about him. And I think you saw that play out on the guns answer. Because they know Hillary Clinton, she's a known political brand. They have a sense of where she's at on particular issues, but she can create some doubt on how much of a progressive really is Bernie Sanders on guns or on healthcare, on a number of issues.
Let's talk about healthcare for a minute, because they also clashed over that issue in last night's debate. Sanders supporting universal healthcare, Clinton predicting that would create chaos after all the debate over Obamacare, debate which continues on Capitol Hill, which she supported Obamacare. Edge to who on this issue?
Look, I thought this exchange was the best moment Hillary Clinton has had in her campaign since her announcement video. And granted, she's had some pretty bad moments, so maybe I'm not being so positive on that. But look, here's what happened. I mean, Hillary Clinton had a clear strategy going in this debate, and the context is very important. In the last week, this race has become a flat-out race for the Democrats right now. It is a tied contest in Iowa, a tied contest in New Hampshire, and Bernie Sanders is the one surging. So when it came to the answer on healthcare or anything else, she would create doubt on the progressive position on Bernie Sanders, which he wouldn't really explain. I'm not sure people understand what Medicare for All means. It's a more progressive position than President Obama's Affordable Care Act. And then she would do the second thing. She would pivot. She would say, I'm not sure about you and how progressive you are, but I love me some Barack Obama. And she does that repeatedly throughout this debate. And remember why she does it. Barack Obama was surging, and he did so in, just 8 years ago. And it felt like deja vu this last week or so for Hillary Clinton supporters. He did it because he had the support of white progressive liberals. He had the support from young people, and he had the support from African Americans. Bernie Sanders does not have that last piece. He does not have it among African Americans. And that is the reason why Hillary Clinton still has a huge lead in South Carolina. And this debate was took place in South Carolina on Martin Luther King weekend. She was fully embracing the first African American president.
What do you expect to happen in New Hampshire in the final 3 weeks of this campaign? As you pointed out, it's pretty much neck and neck. People think Sanders has momentum. Can Clinton blunt that in New Hampshire? Can she still pull out a win there?
She can, absolutely. I think New Hampshire does not like to hear this, but Iowa is going to really matter a lot right now. If Bernie Sanders somehow pulls off an upset in Iowa, he's going to have tremendous momentum that he's going to take his, some polls have him up slightly, as other polls have the race tied in New Hampshire. If he wins Iowa, he's going to win New Hampshire. And now we have one heck of a contest.
All right, two quick questions on the Republican side. Ted Cruz is campaigning in New Hampshire this week. He's opening a bus tour there. Can Cruz be competitive in New Hampshire against the juggernaut of Donald Trump?
Yes, and here's why. Look, at the outset, anyone who follows politics may say, wait, this is New England. New Hampshire is a Yankee Storta style Republican state. How in the heck are they, would they even consider Ted Cruz? And look, it's the same function of what put Donald Trump on top. There are so many candidates in this field, and the candidate, moderate candidates that may you may typically think would win New Hampshire, like a John McCain or Mitt Romney, or in this case, Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, John Kasich, Marco Rubio, even Donald Trump, if you want to put him in that category, they're all splintering the pie. But Ted Cruz has been able to consolidate conservatives. And if he does win Iowa, which many people expect him to do, look, he's already going to be in second place in New Hampshire if he wins Iowa and he's able to consolidate conservatives. Let's see how Donald Trump does. It's possible that Ted Cruz could even win.
One last question. On Saturday in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown hosted an event that featured Donald Trump. Brown has not endorsed Trump. Would Brown's endorsement matter?
It's going to matter in terms of a one-day story in the news. But remember, he just began to put together a political operation in the state a year ago. They're not very deep roots. It will help in terms of branding of a candidate. But there are much bigger endorsements out there.
James Bendel, who writes for the Boston Globe and speaks with us on Mondays about the New Hampshire presidential primary. Thank you.
Thank you.